Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. If we want to say by 8 o'clock, for example, I want it ready by 8 o'clock, or I need it by 8 o'clock, in Spanish we use para to express that idea of by in that sentence. Para las ocho, para las ocho, by 8 o'clock, by 8 o'clock. We're going to do a little grid here to practice, because by in this context is para, but as you'll see throughout the lesson, there are other ways of saying by in Spanish, and we'll want to practice them as we go, so that we can assimilate them and use them quickly in conversation. So in our first column, we're just going to have I need it. Lo necesito. I need it. And we'll also have I'll be ready. Estaré ready. Listo. Estaré listo. So I need it, and I'll be ready. And then we'll have our by in this context, para. And then we'll have some time frames. So las ocho, 8 o'clock. Esta tarde, this afternoon, literally this afternoon. Mañana, tomorrow. So how would you say, I need it by this afternoon? I need it by this afternoon. What would that be? Lo necesito para esta tarde. Lo necesito para esta tarde. How about, I'll be ready by 8. I'll be ready by 8. What would that be? Estaré listo para las 8. Estaré listo para las 8. And of course, if you're a woman saying it, you'll say estaré lista. Lista. Estaré lista para las 8. Try to do these next ones without looking at the screen, but if you need to, that's absolutely fine. How would you say, I'll be ready by this afternoon? I'll be ready by this afternoon. What would that be? Estaré listo para esta tarde. Estaré listo para esta tarde. How about, I need it by 8 o'clock. I need it by 8 o'clock. What would that be? Lo necesito para las ocho. Lo necesito para las ocho. Okay, so that is by when it's by a certain time. If we want to say by doing something, say for example, by doing that, you're only going to make it worse. By saying that, you've really offended him. By eating that, you're going to put on weight, for example. So that by doing is al and then the full verb. So al hacer eso is by doing that. Al hacer eso, by doing that. Okay, let's have a little look at a little practice grid. So, al, and then we'll have hacer, to do, decir, to say, and comer, to eat. And then we'll have eso, which is that. And let's have algo así, just because it's a nice little two-worder. Algo así is something like that, or something like this. Así is like this or like that. So, algo así is something like that, or something like this. So, how would you say, and you can look at the grid to get started, by doing something like that. By doing something like that. What would that be? Al hacer algo así, and then dot, dot, dot. We haven't got time to do the full sentence now. We just want to learn the by part of the phrase. So, al hacer algo así, by doing something like that, you've only made it worse, for example. How about by eating that? What would that be? By eating that, al comer eso, by eating that. How about by saying something like that, by saying something like that, what would that be? Al decir algo así, al decir algo así. And try to answer these by looking away from the screen. How would you say, by saying that, it must mean, etc. Al decir eso, how about, by eating something like that, by eating something like that, what would that be? Al comer algo así. Al comer algo así, vas a engordar. You're going to put on weight, for example. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. This course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish, and it's easy to follow steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Okay, so in the first one we saw that to say by, as in by 8 o'clock, by this afternoon, we use para. And in some ways with that one, para also means for. So it could be, it might help you remember it by thinking, I want it for 8 o'clock. I want it by 8 o'clock. So look it up, para. Las ocho. And now we've seen by, as in by doing this, we use al plus the infinitive. Al hacer eso. Al decir algo así. Okay. If we say by, as in location, it's by the sea, it's by my house. We can use al lado de, whatever it is, which is like next to, or cerca de, near to. Because really, when we're saying by, we're actually saying it's next to or it's near to. So in our first column, we've just got esta, it's, to say where something's going to be. It's, esta. And then we have a very useful little phrase, which is hemos quedado. And hemos quedado means we have arranged to meet. We have arranged to meet. So, hemos quedado, we've arranged to meet. And then we've got our by. So we can either say al lado de, meaning next to, al lado de, or cerca de, near, depending on what idea of by we're communicating. And then la estación, the station, mi casa, my house, and la biblioteca, the library. So how would you say, it's by my house? It's by my house. Está al lado de mi casa. Está al lado de mi casa. And it could be está cerca de mi casa, just depending what kind of by you want to communicate. How would you say, we've arranged to meet by the station. We've arranged to meet by the station. What would that be? Hemos quedado cerca de la estación. Hemos quedado cerca de la estación. We've arranged to meet by the station. How about we've arranged to meet by the library? We've arranged to meet by the library. What would that be? Hemos quedado al lado de la biblioteca. Hemos quedado al lado de la biblioteca. How about it's by the library? It's by the library. Está cerca de la biblioteca. Está cerca de la biblioteca. How about we've arranged to meet by my house? Hemos quedado cerca de mi casa. Hemos quedado cerca de mi casa. Or, of course, al lado de mi casa. So again, by for the location of something, by my house, by the library, by where I work. It translates as next to or near to, al lado de or cerca de. Okay, if we want to say that something was done by somebody, it was done by somebody, then generally that by is por. Por, although we'll see in a second, not exclusively. So we could have, let's start off with fue, it was. Fue, it was. Abandonado, abandoned. Robado, stolen, like robbed. And escrito, written. And then por, by. And then just su padre, his or her father, su amigo, his or her friend, and la policía. How would you say it was stolen by his friend? It was stolen by his friend. What would that be? Fue robado por su amigo. Fue robado por su amigo. How about it was abandoned by his father? It was abandoned by his father. What would that be? Fue abandonado por su padre. Fue abandonado por su padre. And interesting to note here that fue is obviously, we've just said it was, but it's also he, she was. He, she was. So, fue abandonado por su padre could also be he was abandoned by his father. And if it was fue abandonada, abandonada, then she was abandoned by her father. So, he, she, it was fue. How about it was written by his or her father? It was written by his or her father. What would that be? Fue escrito por su padre. Fue escrito por su padre. How about it was stolen by the police? It was stolen by the police. What would that be? Fue robado por la policía. Fue robado por la policía. Okay, so something was done by somebody. That by is por. Por. But if we say it's a book by somebody, so we're not saying the action like written by or performed by or stolen by. We're not using the action verb. But we're saying what it is. It's a book by, it's a film by, it's a poem by. In that case, they don't use por. It's de. So a book by Fuentes is un libro de Fuentes. Un libro de Fuentes, not por. How about if you wanted to say it's a film by Berlanga? A film is una película. What would that be? Es una película de Berlanga. Es una película de Berlanga. Okay, so again, that by, when we're saying a book by somebody, a film by, a song by, we're using de for that by. And a fairly straightforward one is to say by what transport you're traveling. So by train, by boat, by bike, by car. In Spanish, they say in those things. So en tren, en bicicleta, en barco. Okay, so let's have in our first column, fui, I went, and then iré, I'll go, iré, I'll go, a Madrid, to Madrid, a Valencia, to Valencia, a Nicaragua, to Nicaragua, and then we'll have en for the by, and tren, train, bicicleta, bike, barco, boat, avión, plane. So how would you say, I went to Madrid by train? What would that be? Fui a Madrid en tren. Fui a Madrid en tren. How about, I'll go to Valencia by boat. I'll go to